Good evening. We'll call to order the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. If we could, since Dr. Juan is standing already, let's join her and have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have four out of five of us here. Brian is absent this week, but we certainly have a quorum. For any of you not familiar with procedures, let me just go through the basic rules and regs. Agenda items may be taken out of order. The tab may combine two or more items on the agenda for consideration together. Excuse me. The tab may delay or remove an item from the agenda. No action may be taken on any matter not on the posted agenda. This tab is advisory, and all recommendations go to either or both the Planning Commission and or the Board of County Commissioners. If speaking on an item, please announce your name and address. All comments should be limited to 3 minutes. Please place all electronic devices on silent or stun. Address all comments to the tab and take any private conversations out of the room, please, so that they can stay private and we can continue with our meeting. So this is a period of our meeting where we can have public comment on items that are on the agenda. If you're unable to stay until the item is heard, this is your opportunity to speak your piece. It must be something that's on the agenda. If not, we will move along. Is there anyone who needs to take advantage of that now? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and pass on that and move right along. Has everyone seen the minutes from our last meeting, please? Are there any changes? Or if not, do we have a motion to approve them? Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes. All in favor? Aye. Okay. Approval of the agenda for today to hold, combine, or delete any items. I see items 4, 5, and 6 are related. They can be heard together, voted on separately. I believe everything else is independent. So with those stipulations, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We could also note that the next meeting is June 25th.
Oh, you want me to announce that now? I can.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to save it till the end. It's the best. Next meeting, June 25th. So, oh, that's right. Oh, that's written on the agenda. I see what you're saying. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. We're correcting the agenda. Okay. So, did we have a motion? I'm sorry.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Oh, with the change.
Any informational items, Mike, other than the date change?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thanks. Now let's jump into the planning and zoning section. Do we have a presenter here for item one? Okay, item one is VS240176, WPI Grand Trop LLC and UAP Grand Trop LLC. So vacate and abandon some easements of interest to Clark County, located between Grand Canyon Drive and Teepee Lane, and between Tropicana and Reno Avenue within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening. Jennifer Escobedo, 6490 West Desert Inn Road, representing the applicant. This is pretty much a cleanup item. There's a Circle K C-store and gas station going in at the southeast corner of Trop and Grand Canyon. The proposed driveway entrances require pedestrian access easement, and they overlap the existing pedestrian access easements. So we're basically vacating the old that are in conflict with the new and cleaning up that old mapping. I agree with all the staff's conditions. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Great. It's always something, as once was said on TV. Any one in the audience, questions or comments on item one? Okay, come to the board. Any questions or comments?
Nope.
Do we have a motion? Okay, we have a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So that's unanimous. Thank you.
Thanks, Harper.
You too.
You
here, you can save these for your next
sure.
one.
Thank you.
Item two, we have a presenter for item two. Yes, okay. This is WS 240173, One Nevada Credit Union, waiver of development standards for residential adjacency standards, design review for a modification to an existing site on 1.78 acres in conjunction with an existing financial services business in a commercial general zone. It's generally located on the south side of Spanish Ridge Avenue, west side of Durango within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm a representative of Torch Brookwood Studios under NDL and One Nevada Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
We present, what is your name? I am Natalie Perez.
Natalie what?
Perez.
Thank you.
Yes. So this One Nevada Credit Union is already existing on the site. We're just adding this drive-through ATM. It will not affect traffic. It will have the same traffic already utilized in this parking lot. So parking spaces will be reduced. Existing parking count will be 82, and the new parking count will be 72. But 28 spaces are required by code, so we're open parks. No zoning changes are required, and no changes to the perimeter landscape buffer requirements. In addition to this, there will be a design review of a portion of this sidewalk.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone in the audience with any questions or comments on this item? Seeing none, we'll close that and come to the board. Staff recommending approval. Is there any questions or comments on the board?
Mike, any letters from neighbors?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So, question for the young lady
yes.
here. 200 feet is the required residential, but you're going to 122.
Okay.
Did you try to minimize that? I mean, that's 39%. Reduction in that space that you're supposed to require to meet the code.
Right.
122 is where when you sat down with the architects, that was the best you could do.
Yes, we are the architects of record for this. So with the requirements needed for that drive-through access, this is the closest we could come with the residential development.
Did you hold any neighborhood meetings? I mean, with the neighbors right next to it, that now you're going to be 122 feet away, or they didn't?
Off the top of my head, I don't have a recollection of neighborhood meetings. I came in a little bit later on the project, so I can confirm that later.
And how about light?
What was that?
How about light? Now you're even closer to the residential section. What kind of lighting are you going to have there?
There is no lighting besides the lighting on the LED for the ATM, I believe.
So when you have some light, I mean, there's got to be security lighting for the person going up to use the ATM.
There is only lighting for the ATM that is displayed on the ATM screen.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think there's...
Well, there's building lighting, so if you look at the bottom, it's right there with there's the pack lighting on the building itself. And there's parking.
So that's not being altered?
No, that's not being altered right now. Okay. There's also the parking lot in there where it's going to be going in there that already had existing lighting on there.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else? Okay, do we have a motion on item two, please? Okay, I'll move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Can you pick a
color? Item three. Is there a presenter here for item three? Great. This is ET 2440051, once known as WS 0793-16, TPG Core Acquisitions LLC, waiver of development standards, a fourth extension of time for the following: to increase building height, and two, alternative landscaping. It's also some design reviews for the following: multifamily residential development, finished grade on 10.5 acres in a multifamily zone, generally located on the east side of Durango and the north side of Badura within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, who is TPG. This application is a request for the for a fourth extension of time. Just the subject site, and I'm sorry I didn't bring boards, I was expecting the overhead, so I'll kind of do this as we go. The subject site is approximately 10 acres. We're on the southeast corner of, we have South Durango here in West Mall Avenue here. We have Durango Station to the west. We have the Uncommons mixed-use development to the north, as well as the 215. Just to give you a little background on this site, in 2017, the site was approved for a multifamily development consisting of 224 lots with the proposed with the approved density of 21.4 dwelling units per acre. And I'm passing these photos around so you all can take a look. And subsequently, three extensions of times have been approved. So the first being in April of 2019, as the applicant was exploring some alternative product for the site to meet market needs. The second extension of time was approved in February of 2020. They were finalizing some plans, so they got an extension there. And as we know, a month later, things shut down due to COVID. We got approved for a third extension of time in April of 2022, as they were still working to finalize plans. Initially, this application for the fourth extension of time was a precautionary application. We were working to pull grading permits, and as you can see from here, the site has, grading has commenced on the site. We looked at the definition of what it means to commence a project to meet the requirement notice of final action. We spoke with county about it, and commence, as outlined in the definition for Chapter 30, is any of the following actions provided that actual construction is diligently carried on until the completion of the building or structure involved. One of the listed qualifications is grading of the site. We spoke to planning. They said grading of the site means to commence grading. We went ahead and pulled at the time we believed to be final grading permits. However, they were only early grading permits, so we had to go ahead and move forward with this extension of time. So that's why we're before you all. The client's working diligently to get the final grading permits. Grading has commenced on the site. As of May 13, 2024, the traffic mitigation letter was submitted to Clark County Traffic Management Division and Public Works. Once that is approved, civil plans will be submitted to Public Works. They're expecting approval of the traffic mitigation letter by the 31st of this month. Civil plans will be submitted to the Las Vegas Valley Water District on May 29th. We're anticipating that that'll take approximately 3 months to get those approvals. Once we get those approvals, we'll move forward with the final grading permit as well as the civil permit. So we're looking at pulling those early to mid-September. So with that, staff is recommending approval. I thank you all for your time and consideration of the application, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Hey, thanks very much. Is there anyone in the audience with questions or comments on item three, please? Okay, seeing none, we'll come to the board. Board?
Welcome back. Thank you. Good to be back.
So, John, we're just voting about the extension of time, so we can't even really,
well,
we're not discussing other issues.
I actually intend to bring up a couple of questions about, do you want to begin
go ahead.
Okay. I drove by there. Mm-hmm. Not a lot done in 8 years. And until 15 days ago, nothing done, right? You just said May 24th or May whatever, it was 15 days ago, you said you commenced grading.
So we commenced grading, we commenced grading before the application was set to expire April 19th.
Uh-huh.
So we commenced grading about a week prior to that.
Oh, okay. So 22 days after 8 years. Okay. The other thing that I'm concerned about is buried in there, in what was approved, in actually 2016, I believe, according to the records, is a 5-foot attached sidewalk along Durango.
Okay.
Now, there has been a substantial change since 2016, the revision of Title 30. And I don't believe that sidewalks like that are any more accepted. And I just think that given the status of where you are, that is, you've moved some dirt around, and otherwise I counted, I think, 8 road graders just sitting parked.
Mm-hmm.
Why that couldn't be fixed if it were to go ahead, at least with a detached sidewalk. And I question whether or not it should be continued. I'll be anxious to hear what the board says. It sounds from what I read for the staff report like they're trying to give you a break.
Mm-hmm.
Real loose description of what amounts to commencing. And this is a big, valuable area. We all want to see it develop. But that's why we have to worry about 8 years. So can you respond? Can you fill me in? Tell me about the 5-foot sidewalk, all of these things, because I think they're going to come into our thinking.
Right. So I kind of walked through the reason behind the previously approved extensions of time.
Yeah.
As far as the 5-foot sidewalk, as you mentioned, that wasn't approved for it to be detached. I'm not sure if that's something they can explore and that can be conditioned moving forward. I don't know how it would change the configuration of their site and their development. I don't know if that'll change setbacks. I don't know if they would have to completely redo the plan. That I don't know. I would have to talk to their engineer or architect about that to see if that's a possibility, and I'm willing to take that back to our client.
Yeah.
To do so. So I just don't have answers on the impact of that.
I know you're in a tough position on that, but it does seem like legitimate questions. I'm curious if the board has any thoughts on that.
I think I would propose that we put them on a fast drive and give them 6 months and say, let's show us something that you've actually done more than just move some soil.
Well, the staff is recommending approval of everything. I'm raising questions about the detached sidewalk or the attached sidewalk. The request, I believe, is for a 2-year extension, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'd be fine with 6 months if that's what the board feels is worth doing to make sure that they are actually doing something. And it looks like they really want to. I agree with you. But I'm really concerned about that sidewalk thing. And I'm concerned about giving an extension to something that dangerous when we sit here week after week telling other developers, no, you've got to have a detached sidewalk.
Understood.
And I know you've been through that with
yeah,
us. So.
Absolutely.
What is planning's position on that? Do you have a comment with regards to that?
Well, the request for a detached sidewalk, that may require a vacation, an abandonment, and then redesign on the site. So
right.
That's not something that we can say it's feasible or not
right.
Without reviewing plans. 6 months might be a little too tight for them to get any plans. She stated that about 3 months to even get everything done through water and other entities.
Right.
So.
But as far as putting a drawing on paper and saying instead of putting the 5-foot sidewalk on the street, we're going to have a buffer and then the sidewalk, that wouldn't hold up these other things, would it?
I don't know.
Well,
it depends on if they're going to have some type of easements. There might be utility easements.
No, I understand there may be things to do, but I'm just talking about building something like that dangerous down there. Oh, yeah, please.
Just a couple of comments.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be in the right order, but I'm just going to give you a stream of consciousness thing.
Yeah.
Your client is asking for a 2-year extension, which would essentially put this thing past 10 years from the initial application. If you were to reapply for new entitlements,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take you another 2 years anyway, roughly. You might fast track, it might be 6 months, we get everything. So the concern that I will express is a similar one about the detached sidewalks.
Gotcha.
Okay. And quite frankly, 6 months, because I'm involved with a development project as well, 6 months is not going to be enough for you to do, not you, but your client to do what they need to do that.
Correct.
So I'm leaning toward trying to do what's right for everybody. And I'd like to know a little bit more about how much investment. You don't need to give me the amount. Some percentage of the total bill. How much has been put in the 1%, 2%, 10%, 20%, 50%, but it sounds like it's still raw land out there. Mm-hmm. And then I also know that you're probably going to have to get updates when the engineers or the systems folks looks at it. They got to come up to code anyway. So on the one hand, you got the Title 30 is one thing,
right.
But the systems, the HVAC systems, electrical system, the plumbing systems have to come up to date anyway.
Correct.
So you're probably going to have to redo that. I'm not an architect, but I know enough to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that, just don't go on my word, because that and 595 will get you Tom Mocha somewhere. So that's just what I'm kind of feeling right now. I'm apt to support our chair's leaning toward that.
I guess I'd add to that is, you know, it's been 8 years, so you've gone through four boards, so there's no continuity. You've
got right.
a different group coming back each time. So I would like to push the 6 months, because I'd like to see it again myself. And maybe you can't accomplish a whole lot, but you can at least demonstrate that you're on the road to actually building something. And right now, I'm not convinced that they are. But
Dale, I understand the sentiment. I agree with that. But my sense is that they're going to ask for another extension. That's my sense.
A fifth.
If we gave them 6 months, they'll be back in 6 months asking for.
Right.
Yes. But if they accomplish something during that 6 months, and I'm still on the board, I'm going to be on board to say yes. I'll give you another 2 years.
Sure.
Would it be a condition to come back in 6 months for a review, or?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
We're talking about a 6 month extension.
I would sign with the chair here. Is that I would like the detached sidewalks put in.
If I may, board.
Yes.
I'm reading the staff report, and it seems like there is the existing sidewalk, which is an attached 5 foot sidewalk, but then behind it, per the staff report, there is an existing 45 foot wide drainage easement. So even if, let's say, they come back to the drawing board, they will have to do all sorts of vacations of that drainage easement, if it is even possible for them to put street landscaping, sidewalk, and then whatever that drainage easement may be. So I don't know how feasible it might be.
So reading between the lines or hearing between the lines, they're going to have to redesign the whole notion of a sidewalk altogether?
Most likely so. Because that drainage is not just something that could just, I mean, it's something that they will have to work out with whoever holds that.
Because I do want to move it forward, but in a way, so your clients.
And where's Durango Station in relation to this?
Durango Station's just west of Durango. So it's us, Durango, and then Durango Station.
Okay, so it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Kind of busy. 5 foot sidewalk on the curb. That's my issue. I mean, I personally have trouble just getting past that. I really do.
If it's feasible for them to redesign.
And I'm sorry that it's difficult, but that's really not. We've got to deal with the public issue, which I think, and our commissioner for that area has been very hard over on traffic safety issues. And this is a pet project that the county is now even incorporated
into
the codes.
At least from my this end, I think for everybody on the board. We want to see a successful project. We want to be helpful, but we also wanted to make it compliant with today's Title 30, which is 8 years since the initial design.
Okay.
So that's the sentiment here.
My other comment would be, you know, you're coming in with a three-story development, and you're the first one in, so it would behoove you to actually get it built, because if you were to come in after someone who put down single story, I would probably vote against a three story development next to a one story development.
Well, uncommon is what, 3 to 4 stories?
That won't be an issue there,
so
I don't
maybe
think.
It's not an issue.
Yeah.
But
it'll be a high dense area.
Be
a dense area.
Right.
And Madura will become
so
a lot busier than it is now.
So if I'm reading this correctly, there seems to be a a feeling that we want something to go ahead. We sure don't want to start over. But at the same time, we've got to deal with the sidewalk issue. So would the board be, and I'm open to a motion. I mean, we can have a motion to approve with X amount of per staff approval for 2 years. We could have a motion to approve with a limited time, not 2 years. We could have a motion to approve with not going for, what is it, whatever that allows the sidewalk.
I'm open to any language that'll
What does the board have a preference? I'm not trying to impose my own will, I'm just asking.
Well, why don't we start with Dale's 6 months?
Well, is there a motion? Then I'll say that, and we can have discussions of the motions.
All right, let me give it a shot. And then we can edit as we go, real-time editing. So I would move to approve the extension subject to readdressing the attached sidewalk, changing to a detached sidewalk. And for 6 months, instead of the 2 years.
This is just for the extension of time, so we couldn't do the change of it to a detached sidewall.
Got
that
it.
Will be a new design.
I got it, got it, got it. All right. So 6 months.
6 months. For
so I'm lost then, I'm sorry. So we're proposing 6 months, but nothing on the sidewalk?
We're not.
Is our only choice to deal with the sidewalk to deny?
Correct.
Okay.
Right now we're doing just for giving more time or not.
Okay. And so the only way we can address the sidewalk issue that we brought up tonight is if we were to deny it entirely.
If it gets denied ultimately, yes.
I'm just talking, all we can do is recommend. I know.
Right, absolutely.
Right, okay. So there we are.
Okay.
Do we have a...
I would move to deny.
Okay. So we have a motion to deny. Any discussion?
No 6 months review.
Nope, no. That's the only option to get rid of the sidewalk.
And the reason is because the sidewalk issue. If you don't think that's an issue, please feel free to vote.
Yeah, okay.
The way you would like to.
Well, so, he'll be back in a month, probably.
6 months.
With a new submitted packet,
okay.
Right?
Well, but we've got to stay focused. We have a motion on the table.
Right now. So I
to
agree 100%.
Motion to deny.
I think we forced a hand.
Okay.
I'm in agreement with denial.
So all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is that everybody?
Yes.
Everybody?
Yes. And please make sure that he understands our biggest issue was that sidewalk and trying to figure out how to deal with it. We don't want to see a project stopped. Hi there.
Hi.
Let's see. Items 4, 5, and 6. I'm sorry, I got to do a little reading. I should have taken my private conversation outside. Sorry. Item 4, ZC 240155, County of Clark Aviation and Majestic EJM Arroyo 3 LLC, a lease. Zone change to reclassify 8.21 acres from CG to an IP within the airport environs AE 60 overlay. Excuse me, generally located on the southwest corner of Tenaya and Badura within Spring Valley. Item 5 is VS 240157, County of Clark, Majestic EJM Arroyo 3 LLC, leased, etc. Vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Badura Avenue, located between Tenaya and Pioneer Way, and a portion of the right-of-way being Tenaya Way, located between Arby Avenue and Badura Avenue within Spring Valley. And last but not least, item 6, excuse me, WS 240156, same applicants, Waiver of development standards for the following: reduce street landscaping, 2, reduce throat depth, and 3, reduce departure distance. Also a design review for a distribution center on 8.21 acres in an IP zone within an airport environment's AE60 overlay, located on the southwest corner of Badura and Teneo within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, board members. John Bornsand, 62 Swan Circle, Henderson, representing Majestic Realty. Requesting a conforming zone change from CG to IP Industrial Park. Construct 127,500 square foot warehouse distribution center, again located on the south side of Badura, west of Tanea. To the north and the east are vacant properties zone CG. To our south is a split or vacant property with CG to the zoning on the west and RS20 on the east. And to the west, we have an existing industrial use zoned IP. All these properties in this particular area are master planned for BE, business employment. Our parking conforms to all Title 30 requirements, including bicycle parking and EV charging units. Landscaping does exceed Title 30 requirements with 18 to 35 feet of landscaping along all our street frontages. The code basically requires a minimum of 15 feet. The sustainable landscaping elements include increasing the proposed tree count beyond the code minimum, increasing water efficient plantings, increasing landscape buffer widths, and increasing mature tree canopies in the paved parking areas. Ample landscaping is going to be provided throughout the parking area with mature tree canopies covering 62% of the parking lot, or 50% of the expected coverage, and providing 32% more street trees and 17% more parking lot trees than required by code. On the building elevations, we have concrete tilt-up construction at a maximum height of 42 feet. The loading dock areas in the rear will be screened by a combination of landscaping, building projections, and concrete stem walls. The next item is a vacation and abandonment. This is the rights of way along both Badura and Tanea. That is needed because of the detached sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And lastly, we have a waiver of development standards. We're requesting a waiver of development standards to reduce the landscaping along portions of the street frontages where utility infrastructure will be installed. That type of utility infrastructure, as you're aware, they do not allow in their easements any type of landscaping whatsoever. And that has not been determined exactly where they're going to be yet, but again, we're having to request that waiver. And lastly, we have throat depth issues and a approach distance issue here, and I'll let the engineer handle that one.
Hi, good evening. My name is Mariana Honeycutt here on behalf of the applicant, 6671 Las Vegas Boulevard South, Suite 320. Here to just discuss a couple of the waivers that John had mentioned. So, we do, all of our main truck access drive aisles do meet the throat depth requirements per the current design standards, as well as the main entry here for the main parking area in front of the building. The one truck drive aisle that does not technically is this one off of Badura. The throat depth is technically measured from the straight through access point right off the street up to the first curb return. So you can see here we've provided from that point additional throat depth on site, as well as throat depth over here to get to the parking at the north end of the building, which is actually in excess of the minimum required if you account for that full length. And then down here off of Arby, this also has a reduced throat depth of 10 feet where the 25 foot minimum is required. We've also designed this to provide additional on-site throat depth around the south end of this parking area, as well as along here, there's up to 67 feet before you hit your first parking stall. We did review this with Antonio Papazian over at Public Works to make sure he was comfortable with this, and he was agreeable to it based on the layout of this parking area. And then also, the last waiver here is this departure distance. Where 190 feet is typically proposed, we've had to reduce that down to about 87 feet. This is due to the layout of the building. This is as far to the west that we could get this pushed over. Again, we presented this to Antonio, let him know that this is going to be basically a secondary access to provide adequate circulation through the property. So other than that, if you have any questions, happy to address them.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone in the audience with any questions or comments on this one? Okay, none there. We'll come to the board. Board members. Items 4, 5, or 6.
I have a question on item 6. And I assume you spoke with staff?
We did.
So on the item of the distance, the departure distance, staff writes that the site would allow the driveway if there was a redesign. Do you have a context of what they were talking about?
Correct,
like
yeah.
Like moving the whole building over or something?
If this entire building shifted over or shrunk, narrowed up, then technically, yes, we could meet that. But 190 feet puts that driveway somewhere in the middle here, which just really isn't feasible to...
Yeah, wouldn't that kind of conflict with the truck traffic that you've made an accommodation for?
Here, correct, because they have to maintain adequate maneuvering area at the rear of the building. And we really didn't want to orient it this any other way because... This is the only side, the west-facing side of the property where you're not along a frontage street. So it was trying to balance out, those constraints.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
My question, if I could, a question for the staff on what she was just addressing. Do I recall this is one area that the concern was that because the projects or the parcels that around it are not yet developed, that you can't be sure of the impact of the requested waiver? Am I right?
You mean this adjacent parcel right here?
Yeah.
So we
I'm thinking back to what I, because I read a bunch of stuff on this, and it seemed to me that the concern was it would have potentially some impact depending on what happened the next parcel?
Potentially. So actually the developer for this property is developing out a majority of this vacant land here. So mm-hmm. We have concurrent applications ongoing right now where all of this has been coordinated. Now regarding this driveway right here, so this piece right to the south here, this is another one of those applications that are concurrently ongoing. So if you look at this driveway, we've aligned it so these driveways in the future are aligned. Then the secondary driveway right here is right in the middle of this building, so there's no turning movement conflicts, which leaves this driveway here right across the street, which allows this development, the property line is right here. So this developer, we're optimizing their future driveway to line right in the middle of their property. And that creates a nice, either they're aligned or offset, so that you don't have those turning movements in the future.
Well, I ask in the context of I understand why they make the recommendation they do, because it doesn't meet the regulation, but it seems to me that if you're starting with this, that if there is any potential impact, it could be planned around, et cetera. I'm just, given that it's all commercial area, is there a safety issue? Is there a traffic issue? Is there any, what issue is there that is created if we were to recommend approval as presented?
What issue would there be if?
Yeah, what? I mean, I understand it says 200 and instead it's what, 100 and whatever.
The concern and the reason why the departure distances are set the way they are is for the queuing that can occur here. So if there's a vehicle turning into this driveway here, if there's 5, if there's 10, they start to queue back up into the intersection.
Right.
Now, our conversation with staff, what we've discussed with them is this whole area is going to be master planned for industrial use primarily. The trip generation for traffic is expected to be very low, especially since this entire area is going to be for industrial use. So we're not talking heavy commercial or residential or mixed use that would generate the type of traffic.
Is there a guard gate or a check-in point there that would delay traffic, or does a vehicle arrive and just turn in if it's going
there's there? No gates, so they could easily just turn in.
So if it there's nothing to make them sit there and back up. Okay? Thanks. I appreciate it.
Can you point out to me where Arby is? I'm a little lost on this map.
We're on the south side.
That's Arby. Yes. Okay. And so you're aware that they're denying you based on number three, which is the departure distance. So have you tried to work this out with them?
We did. Actually, just last week, we met with Antonio on this matter.
And so now he's agreeable?
He didn't. This was written before we had that meeting, and he brought this up that he had, you know, mentioned that concern. We did discuss this with him in the context of the rest of the projects that are ongoing. There's a few more important changes that he would like to have seen implemented on those. And he said, you know, this one, he would be okay with if we implemented the changes on some of those other ones. So, but obviously he wanted the recommendation.
But the others are blank slates at this point, so they can be adjusted.
They can, yes.
Okay.
So the intention of the vehicles that's going to go in through is it passenger vehicles? Is it going to be heavy industrial?
No trucks, all passenger.
All passenger.
For these tenants, there's three offices here for this industrial use.
And it looks like a driveway over on Tanea. Is it Tanea or Tanea?
Tanea.
That's for vehicles as well, correct?
Correct.
And then it goes to that.
Okay. Did you have anything?
No, I was looking at the Arby.
Okay. So, okay. Do we have a motion then on is there more to discuss? Are we ready to consider motions? Or?
Let's go with number four.
Number four is a zone change. Okay. Is there a motion?
Move to accept incorporated staff comments.
Move to approve with staff conditions. Item four. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. You want to keep going?
Yep. Move to approve item five with incorporated staff comments.
Okay. Move to approve item five with staff conditions.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And number six.
I would approve item six. Help me out here. I'm okay with
so you want to deny?
I want to approve.
You want to deny per the staff recommendation?
No, I want to approve.
Okay. I think what you're trying to do then is maybe approve as presented.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Approve as presented.
And it was staff, okay. So if approved, yeah. Recommendation.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion to approve as presented with staff's if approved conditions?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Clarify that for me again. So
clarify what?
That
which part?
Staff condition, so that they're going to resolve this 87 versus 190, and that's what we're saying. So we punted it back to staff.
It's in the conditions here. I can read it to you here.
Denial of waiver development.
You yeah. Approved right at the end there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Certificate of occupancy, business license, enter into a standard development agreement, permits, blah, blah, blah. Applicant advised within 2 years of approval date, the application must commence, and so on. Public Works, there are conditions there, Fire Prevention Bureau, et cetera. I don't think there's conditions for a discussion of that issue.
So can staff down the road still deny them based on that departure?
Yeah.
No.
The commission.
It's now up to the commissioners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay. It goes to the commission for the
right. That's what I thought. Okay.
And it was approved as presented.
So yeah, approve as presented with the staff with approved if approved conditions.
So the waiver number three, you're also recommending
yes.
Approval.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Correct.
Yeah, based on the.
So that's the motion.
Yeah.
Do we have all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I think
you.
We got it. Thanks. It can be hard not to get lost in double negatives when you're dealing with the.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the clarification.
Yes.
Mike, any general business popped up since we started?
Sure.
Okay. We have a period now for public comments for anyone on the, in the room on any subject, on or off of the agenda. Any comments requested? Okay.
Quick question, John. This, we got this late, but the Orthodox Church, or when are we doing that?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. That was sent out today. I thought it was.
That, I always send those out to you guys from.
Well, that's a few weeks. That's a few meetings away.
I thought it was one of those last minute attacks.
No.
Any information they give me, I always just send it out to the board.
Okay. I'm good then.
Okay. So next meeting is June 11?
25.
25. That's the one I forgot to write down. The one piece of paper I read wrong. Okay. Next meeting is June 25, 2024. With that, we'll say, shall we meet again? We'll adjourn.